This is KPDZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend. I'm Charlie Burmant with news and commentary for Tuesday, March 24th, 2020. As of Tuesday afternoon, the Jefferson County Board of Health reports 8 cases of COVID-19 exposure in Jefferson County. 2 of these are thought to be in-county transmissions. It reports testing a total of 381 patients. 162 are negative, while 211 are awaiting results. The Port Townsend Farmers Market is expected to open on Saturday, March 4th, after a decision yesterday by the Jefferson County Department of Public Health to treat it with the same rules as a supermarket. The designation exempts the market from Governor Jay Inslee's shelter-in-place order announced last night. The decision was made after Market Director Amanda Milholland presented a plan that will allow local farmers to sell their fresh produce while embracing the social distancing process. This plan includes eliminating the center row of the market and extending a few blocks to allow vendors in-between space. It is likely that no craft vendors will participate. Prepared food will be packaged to go with on-site consumption not allowed. So when it opens, the market will have a very different look than last year. Its regular character as a place to meet and greet our neighbors will be eliminated for the time being. Milholland said that her proposal to open the market met with passionate reactions from both sides, those who thought opening was a terrible idea and would be a health hazard, and others who felt it was a necessary move for both the farmers and the public. In addition to the nutritional and economic benefits of the open market, Milholland said the food at a farmer's market is handled by fewer people than produce purchased in a supermarket. The Wednesday and Sunday markets open in June and will presumably fall into the same category. Washington Governor Jay Inslee issued a 2-week stay-in-place order on Monday night, ordering people to stay in their homes and for non-essential businesses to close. One of these essential businesses, it turns out, is cannabis. Inslee's office told KPTZ this morning that marijuana production, processing, and retail will remain open during the duration of the shutdown. According to today's New York Times, some states are allowing medical cannabis stores to stay open while shutting down recreational retail outlets. This would be impossible in Washington as we commingle medical and recreational cannabis. Local cannabis businesses have already instituted best practices like curbside pickups at Chimicum Cannabis and forced distancing at Choice Cannabis in Port Townsend. The Times reported that to some, cannabis is as much a necessity as milk or bread, although not as necessary as toilet paper. So those hoarding cannabis might follow the advice dispensed over toilet paper. Get what you need, but leave enough for everybody else. A shortage of protective face masks has evolved into a call for volunteers with any level of sewing skill to manufacture the masks in their homes for distribution to people affected by the COVID-19 virus. To accomplish this, patterns for effective masks are available online. Local quilters want to get involved, according to 3 who spoke to KPTZ. They would gladly kick in, but were unaware of any organized effort to manufacture and distribute the mask locally. This could change as the Jefferson County Department of Emergency Management is developing a form on its website that would connect volunteers to facilities and families in need of the masks. Jefferson County Public Health Director Vicki Kirkpatrick said that homemade masks would be most effective, unsurprisingly, at home, where an infected person would wear a mask while in contact with an uninfected family member who is bringing them soup or supplies to protect them from sneeze and coughing residue. While the Port Townsend Film Festival canceled next month's Women in Film event, there is still hope that the regular yearly festival scheduled for September will go on. PTFF Executive Director Jeanette Forrest told KPTZ there is a belief that the emergency will not go on forever, and there will be some way that the festival will continue. She said a deciding factor will be the reopening of the Rose Theater, but the festival has maintained its lease agreements with all the other downtown venues. Forrest said there could be some great things in store for the fall, although securing a special guest at this time is tricky because most people don't want to make long-term commitments. KPTZ Port Townsend brings you local news and information Monday through Saturday at noon and at 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Burmant with today's news, reminding you that everything could change tomorrow.